Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
In the street, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal.
Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun enatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun enatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
and I'm standing on the front line.
First words for this 18th Torah portion, Mishpatim, judgments. First words for this RSS number 18, Rastafari sabbatical study for this sabbatical strong coming up, coming up. First words.
Ve ele ha mishpatim, asher tasim, lis nehem.
Now, these are the ordinances, the mishpatim, the judgments, which thou shalt set before them. First words for this 18th Torah portion, this weekly Torah portion in our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, mishpatim. Ve ele ha mishpatim, asher tasim, lifnehem. Now these are the ordinances, the mishpatim, the judgments, which thou shall set before, before.
Hey!
come. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bun. Where from flame, how it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it come. And like a bomb, it have to bring bad fire. Yeah, escape, get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn gunfire. No matter what I want, I'm the thing in ya. I will keep going higher. Higher like the one Jeremiah, Obadiah, Hezekiah, Nehemiah, Zechariah. What? Yeah, run from the judge. According to your work, you'll be paid. Hey, yeah, run from the judge. And the rock will crush ya. Run to the hills, but it can't hide ya. No matter where you run, it'll find ya. Nowhere to go, nowhere to shelter. Judgment, I follow your life, a reminder. And a fat fighter, get wins like a grinder. Do unto others, I still have them. Do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do, coming right back to you. Many are called, but there's only one of you. Make sure that you're part with the righteous food. And never indulge up in a box view. It's the eyes and view that have the right through. Healthy food keep you pure and new.
Intellectual institution is only a set of interaction. It's only a body of relation, human relation. So each one is a subset, you see, of human family. There's been enough examples, you see, of scientific envy. Invented everything and can't harness their emotion. Feeling bigger and a bigger and a falsified foundation. Their self-view worldview was the root of their intention. Snobbish, elitist aspiration. Dismissed creations had evidences. I'm watching them 360 to the illusion. Inside finance for me, they conscience. Trying to avoid embarrassment. No. Deep sleep eyes and skin. Deep water eyes and skin. And the hub will bring back pictures with the same thing. From the atom of a carbon to a skin. And the spiral in the knowledge of the surfing. Look like cell replication of reversing. And the knowledge that remains in the losing. And the still of the originality within. The tetrahedral that we drift up the sea with. That's the hybrids of the molecule we work with. Rush into the singularity to rupture the time with. Monumental megalithic mind they openly call it. Any one human mind is more complex than anything you can get. It is among the insects. As the abstract thought has chemical representation and tangible MRI. So it feels when your word begins to crystallize. And then sitting in the critical rule in place of rhyme. And ethics and moral was long ago put aside. To preserve space for discovery of patents and copyrights. So there's a rich history of animals used in disguise. Of the prey and of the predators alike. Must seem to them to be alive. Studying everything that needs not tonight. everything that needs not some light, just the brightest.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter person or course, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever,
forever. Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz. הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם ראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But we want the next verse with Amaric.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready. My name ready.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter person or course, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Ready?
Do it.
مزمور أربع سبات بك النف أربع سنين بهولة تنيا سنبت يقوري لجوتش يمسغانا مزمور أجياب هير تلقنو باملاكا تشين كتما بتكدسو ترارا مسغانا وبزونو بسامين وغن بملكام سفرايق وما يمدر هلو دستايت يون ترارانو ارسوم يتلقو نقوس كتمانو እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቹ አመጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ አምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48
מזמור מנחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever.
Father, who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth. Always be thy name.
I'm living. Sat sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walked, where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children, stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plus cars that pass by, Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries, I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC, state of mind, I'm in.
In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police where you abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the run, Zion. Dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police where abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and any strategy.
You'll find your redemption and find your keyboard.
Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
So here is Sinai, Sinai. What is the metaphysical implications of Sinai? Right, called Sinai or Sinai, Sinai. Sinai in the Hebrew, it has a basic definition, right, of cliff. A deep ravine is Sinai. Precipitous is Sinai. Sharp is Sinai or Sinai. Jagged is Sinai. Cleft with ravines. Chaverim, you know what a ravine is? Ravine like that, like deep gorges. Right? That's Sinai or Sinai. So we have cliff, deep ravine, precipitous, sharp, jagged, cleft, that means like split, cleft with ravines, with deep, like gorges, deep places, right? So this is Sinai, 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 Hebraically the basic definition. Now the literal or the natural aspects of Sinai or Sinai, the A, is a wilderness, Midbar, into which the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, came the third month after they left Mitzrayim, after they left Egypt, a.k.a., you know, pseudonymously ones will say Kemet. Now, the B is a mount. Sinai is a mount. Or, here's the key, or a chain of mountains. So we have Sinai or Sinai as a mount, say a mount, a mountain, or a chain of mountains, on which Moses, received HaTorah. He received Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching, according to Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 25. Now, here's a key.
Take note. So first from the low degrees to the high degrees. So first dealing with the earthly type, right? Then we're going to deal with the metaphysics, the heavenly type. Or first with the outer type and then the inner type, according to the two truths, the Hebrew two truths. So the natural type, Sinai, wilderness, a mound or a chain of mountains. So we have Sinai in the English way of saying Sinai or Sinai. Sinai, yes, I. The northern part of this chain of mountains, collectively known as Sinai, was called Horeb, right? Or in the basic translation, Horeb. And the southern part is known as Sinai. So now when we're reading the scripture, we're going through second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus, or even the third book, you know, Leviticus, or fourth Numbers, or Bamidbar, right? Midbar and Devarim, the fifth book, Deuteronomy, and we come across Sinai, or Sinai. Let's take note that the northern part of this mountain and mountainous chain is called Horeb. What is the meaning of Horeb? Both in its the natural type, right? And then we have the spiritual, the supernatural type, the earthly type, the heavenly type, the outer type, the inner type, Horeb. Now, Horeb has to do with solitude, just to put that there. Horeb has to do with solitude. We'll pick up on that after we first get a good foundation, firm, flat-footed stance right here. So we have the northern part is Horeb, and the southern part is Sinai. Now, metaphysically, the metaphysical implications of Sinai, of Sinai. The B'nai Yisrael, the sons, literally the sons of Yisrael, often translated as the children of Yisrael, but it can be as easily translated as the Israelites. They went from Rephidim to Sinai. This is the key. They went from a place called Rephidim to Sinai, or Horeb. Remember, the northern part is Horeb, the southern part is Sinai. The Mount where Ha Elohim. Very important in these areas of scripture, the emphasis on the Ha-Elohim, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, where Ha-Elohim revealed himself to Moshe, in the burning bush. When the first impulse was given Moshe to lead Amo, his people, his Vu, Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Kemet, so-called, from Egypt, Mitzrayim, and where Elohim later met and talked to Moshe and gave him what's known and called the Ten Commandments, or the Ten Words. Right? We have the Ten Words, Esaret Devarim, the word, the Ten Words. Now, this mount, the mount known as Sinai, the mount known as Sinai, as Sinai, what does it symbolize in I&I? It's a high place in consciousness where we come into conscious communion, common union. That's a tawahida, mawahad, that oneness, coming into communion. Communion, where we commune with the divine, with the Ivine, with the divine. And with the divine, the Ivine mind. Now, the wilderness, the Midbar, or the desert, as it's often also translated as, of Sinai, it signifies the state of consciousness in which we, I, the indivisible dual, find the exalted place in mind, the exalted place and grace in mind that the mountains called Sinai and Horeb represent. It may seem rugged, jagged, precipitous, sharp, having clefts and the cleft of the rock, like in the Song of Songs, the cleft of the rock, deep ravine. It may seem so. Rugged, jagged, thorny to the sense man, to the man of the sense. Right? Now, see, it's important to understand this according to the teaching of His Majesty, right? The sense man, right? The sensual man, right? The man of sense, Now, see, someone would say, well, what are you saying here? We're saying the sense man. The sense man is like the natural man, the sense man. So it may seem rugged, right? Because you have to watch out. See, the sense man, the wilderness, the satana of the senses, right? The senses. I remember what HaMoshiach, he spoke about the virgin, the parables, right? The parables that Yeshua, that Jesus spoke concerning the five, wise and the five foolish, our senses, right? We have our natural senses, right? And then we have our supernatural, our spiritual senses, right? The way it speaks about, you know, the eyes, right? The front lip between our eyes, right? Even what some would call the third eye of the Ha Elohim, right? Selassie eye, the eye, the chapel. So it may seem rugged and thorny to the sense man, but Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, is there. Is there. Jah will be waiting there. Now there's some words that Hebraically are etymologically connected with Sinai. We have Sinim. We have the Sinite, right? Sinim and Shanim. Some of us, you know, go through the studies and see a connection to ancient China, Sino. Even today, the Chinawi and the Chinese peoples, they refer to themselves as Sino. So there's a very ancient connection right here. But zooming in right here, just keeping with the Sinai or the Sinai, the Sinai revelation, we need to refer to Horeb. What is Horeb, right, or Horeb? Since Horeb is the what? Is the northern part, and Sinai or Sinai is the southern part, right? So sometimes when we're reading and saying the scripture, we might find that Horeb is mentioned. And then it says, well, you know, then he went to Sinai. Now, when we get a good view or overstanding, we recognize that the northern part is Horeb or Horeb, and the southern part is Sinai or Sinai. It's a mountain and a chain of mountains. So here for the Horeb connection, Horeb, or simply Horeb, Hebraically means dryness. Dryness, drought, heat, waste, desolation, desert, barren, solitude. Now, see, we mentioned about the solitude connection, but it's important to just bring the fullness Hebraically right here of this one word has embedded in it the sense of dryness, drought, heat, waste, desolation, desert, barren, and solitude. Horeb, a mountain or range of mountains that is mentioned many times in the scriptures, and especially the Hebrew scripture, and in HaTorah. It is called, quote, the mountain of HaElohim, of the true good, the true God, the mountain of Elohim, and is identical with Sinai, with Sinai. Now we know this because the northern part is called Horeb, and the southern part, Sinai. So we have Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, Exodus 17 and 6, Deuteronomy 4 and 15, Deuteronomy 5 and 2, 1 Kings 19 and 8. Now what's the metaphysics, right? What's the inner? So we just touch on the outer, right? The natural. We said the natural part, right? The natural things. Like when HaMoshiach says, if I show you natural things, if you can understand the natural things, how you receive the spiritual things. So first things are the earthly type. So now going into the innermost, the inner sense in the mystery school of HaMoshiach, right? We have the metaphysics, a state of high spiritual realization. Horeb represents a state of high spiritual realization that we, I and the indivisible dual, the individual, may attain by affirming. By doing what? By affirming, making firm, affirming the power and the presence, the power and the perception of the one inner divine, Ivine sustenance and nourishment. Once again, Horeb is a state, and a state is a kind of a standing, state status, you know, stasis, all right? So a state of high spiritual realization that we, I, the indivisible dual, the individual may attain by affirming, may attain, right? May receive, may grasp, may reach, may attain by affirming the power and the presence, the power and the perception of the one
inner, divine, ivine, sustenance and nourishment. It is a high place in consciousness where we, I and I, the individual, the indivisible dual, come into conscious union, that oneness. That oneness, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, that oneness with the divine, with the ivine. Now there's a relationship right here. Remember, he left Rephidim and went straight forward to Sinai, and the connection with Horeb is there. So Rephidim is also an important connection here as we are seeking to get a basic foundation on Sinai and the revelation at Sinai. So we also have Exodus chapter 17, very important chapter in this connection, the build. So the connection of Horeb with solitude, Horeb and solitude, as a meaning of Horeb, solitude, what does it signify? What is the sign, learning to read the Hebrew sign language, what does it signify? It signifies that we, I and I, the indivisible dual, the individual, have to go into the Horeb, the Korei, the solitude of the inner mind and lead our flock of thoughts. All right? My shepherd, I and I own thoughts. All right? As HaMashiach even said to those in the synagogue in, was in Nazareth, that, you know, you say to me, physician, heal thyself. Well, one must shepherd, right, their own sheep, their own thoughts. Right? Lead our flock of thoughts to the back of the midbar, of the wilderness. And just for a note here for the Chabarim, some of the Talmudim know this, but just for others, when we get into the word midbar, the word for wilderness, ha-midbar, the wilderness. The root is davar. Davar is the word, the midbar, right? To the back of the wilderness, where dwells the exalted one, the El Elyon, right? The El Elyon, the exalted one, the divine I am, who said to Moshe, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, I am, I be, who I be that which I become, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, and said to say to them that Ehyeh sent me, whose kingdom, get this, whose kingdom, whose government, seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, whose kingdom is good judgment, whose kingdom is good judgment. And here we have the connection of Exodus chapter 3 and Jethro. Jethro, who is Jethro? Moshe's father-in-law, Moses' father-in-law, Reuel, also called Reuel, right, whom he was working for. Right, he was on the job. Remember Moshe? He was on the job when the revelation came. Right, and he turned aside from his shepherding the sheep. Moshe was a pastor. It's a key rate. Moses was a pastor. A pastor is a shepherd. Right, and someone said, "Well, can a woman be a pastor?" Well, Rachel, just for an example, Rachel, right? Rachel or Rachel was a pastor too. Wasn't Rachel, Rachel a pastor? Right. It seems like though Yaakov, in a sense, took over. You know, you could say that flock right there and increased it and back and forth with his father-in-law. But the connection right here, right, the connection with Jethro and the connection with Moshe and the revelation, he's there shepherding the sheep, right? Then he sees a bush burning. Hold on for a moment. In a desert, the bush, fire is quick, fast. Right, almost like striking a match, proverbially speaking, it's that quick, it's gone. But this bush just keeps burning. So he's shepherding the sheep. He's pastoring his flock, right? And then he sees this sight, right? And he seeks to now investigate what he is seeing, right? So he turns aside. The word says he turns aside to see, right? This wondrous, this amazing sight. And there, Yahweh, Jehovah, He who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, all right? Because He turned aside to look and see, all right, this revelation that was given to He, all right? And notice, He was pastoring. How long was Moshe pastoring? Notice His call. He left Mitzrayim roughly around the age of 40, right? 50, right? And He was almost like 40 years,
right, out in Midian with the Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, right, that Hebrew priest among the Midianites, right, Yeter, Yoter, his father-in-law, Jethro, right, he was, you say, minding the sheep, right, and then all of a sudden, this vision, right, not a vision in a sense of like he was in a trance-like or meditative state. No, he saw something, right? He saw something with his natural eyes, right, whose root and source was supernatural. And he sought to investigate what it was. So he left the sheep, not left the sheep, but, you know, the sheep was fine. The flock was fine, all right? You know, so pastor, learn a little something from him. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside, see, the backside of Hamidbar of the desert, to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain, it says, of God, to the mountain of Elohim, of Ha-Elohim. Note this right here. He came to the what? He came to the mountain of Elohim, even to Horeb. You note that right there? This is Genesis. No, it's a Genesis in the sense it's the beginning of something, but here we're in Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, right? Exodus chapter 3. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3 right here. Just bring up the Chumash right here just to see a side-by-side right here. Because this is a revelation within a revelation, right? A revelation, right? Is it a revelation in an enigma? Basically, why is this bush, right? Why is this bush unlike other bushes, right? Why is this bush different from the other bushes? So we have Moshe Haya Ro'ai. Etas on Yitaro Hotano Kohen Midian Wayinahag of Ayinahaga Etahats on Ahar Hamidbar. And as he led the flock, Wayinahag, and he led Etahats on the flock, Ahar Hamidbar. To the achar, the back, the achar of the midbar. Vayavo il har ha Elohim. And, right, came, and he came, vayavo il har, to the mount, il har, to the har, ha Elohim, of Elohim. Choreva, it says Choreva, right, or Choreba, in the direction of, you know, we have Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim is like in the direction, right, it's a directional kind of signifier, that ah, there at the end, and these sort of noun names, so we have the Choreb and the Choreva, or Choreb and the Choreba. So here, it points out to the mountain, it was not just the mountain of Elohim, but it was the mountain of Ha-Elohim, Har Ha Elohim. And here clearly says in the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed, was not eaten. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside. Turn aside from what? Turn aside from pastoring. From shepherding sheep. Like I said, the sheep were fine. There's no danger to the sheep there. Remember whose mountain this is? This is the mountain Ha Elohim, of the true Elohim, the true good, the true God. This is the nature of natures, right? The nature of natures, he who be, who he be. And Moses said when he saw this sight, I would now turn aside, right? I'm going to turn aside from what I'm doing, right? He was on the job. Moshe was on the job. He was working. Right, on the job for his father-in-law. And here was a revelation. So he's going to turn aside, being on the job, right? And he says, and see this great sight. Take a look, right? Why the bush is not burnt. So there's two ways of referring the two truths, right? There's the consume, which means in the Hebraics of it, to be eaten up. It was not consumed, right? Our Elohim is a consuming, Eloheinu is a consuming ash, right? Fire. Right, that means it's a fire that eats. Right, so here the bush was on fire, and the bush not consumed was not eaten. And now Moshe says that he's going to
turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Yahuwah, when Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see. See, someone's going to say, okay, yeah, that's probably a revelation of Ha-Elohim, but I'll check it out later on. Can you imagine? Right? No. Take Moshe's example. Moshe said, because see, Moshe was doing his job of shepherding and pastoring, you know, correct. So therefore, you know, the sheep were fine. Right? Now when he saw this revelation, right, he didn't allow his natural or his earthly, you could say, life to interrupt with that inner revelation, that spiritual, that higher revelation right there. He knew something was up right here. But when Jehovah saw that, he turned aside to do what? To see. Seeing, just to get a look, to see. Ha-Elohim, the true God, called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe. And he said, here I, pause. So here's just the opening part of this revelation. Vayera Malaki Yahuwah Elayo, and the angel, the Malak of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, right? Vayera. So we have Vayera, right? The Torah portion, Va and Era, or some say Vayera and Era, I was seen. Vayera. It's like say Vayera, and I was visible. I was seen. You say, oh, I haven't seen you. You know, well, wa era, right? Wa era. But here we have wa era. So there's era, I being seen, visible, and yera, right? With the wow. So we have the wow consecutive, the vav consecutive, wa era, right? And appearing, malak, Yahweh, Jehovah's angel, Elio, de lavat esh, where? Bilabat Esh, in the Labat flame of Esh, of fire, Mitok, right, from the midst, Hasinne. Now it's interesting, Hasinne, right, the Sinne connected also to Sinai and Sinai. Here we have the word bush. So bush, right, is also connected with Sinai, that sense, right, Hasinne. Right, ha sinne, from the midst, mitoka ha sinne. Wayare, right, and he looked. Wayare, and he looked. With hine, and look, see, here it is. Ha sinne boer, the bush, right, behold the bush, right, the bush burnt. Ha sinne Bo'er ba'esh. So the sinne, the bush, ha-sinne, bo'er ba'esh, by fire. We ha-sinne, einenu ukal. And the bush, the ha-sinne, einenu ukal. And the bush, einenu was not ukal, it was not eaten, it was not consumed. Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Asura na, and Moses says, I will turn aside now, let me get a look at this, I gotta get a look at this, and that sense is the Hebraics of it, I gotta turn to see, I gotta turn aside and check this out. Asura na, with the preposition, you know, the wild consecutive, with and ere, and to see, right, and to see ere, eta ha mar'e, to see the sight, ere, eta ha mar'e. To see the mar'e, ha mar'e, to see the mar'e, to see this sight, ha gadol, to see this what? Great sight. He says to see this great sight, ha mar'e, ha gadol, to see this great sight, hazeh, right? Hazeh, this, ha mar'e, ha gadol, hazeh, to see this great sight, madua, interesting word here, madua. Right, come from the da'a, de'a root, like to know, da'a,
right? Madua, right? It sometimes has a sense of, here in translation it says why, right? But it has a sense of to know why, right? To get to know why. It has that inner sense, Madua, Madua, right? To know, Madua, like why, or to know, lo, no, yivar hasne. Why the bush is not burnt. Madua, lo, yivar hasne. To know why not, lo, yivar. Lo yivar, or lo yivar hasene. Why the sinne, the bush, is not burnt. Vayar Yahuwah, vayar or vayar, vayar Yahuwah. And seeing Jehovah, in other words, now, and Jehovah, that you're just looking at how the Hebrew construct, the verb, right, the subject, right? So we have the verb first. Vayare, 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 or some say vayar, vayar Adonai, right? Vayar Adonai, or vayar Yahuwah, ki sar li'ot. And when Jehovah saw that, he turned aside to see. Vayare Yahuwah, ki, and seeing he who be, we be, when sar, aside, li'ot, to see. They turned aside to see. Vayikra Elayo, calling to him Elohim, the true good, the true God. Me talk from the what? From the midst, Hasaneh, from the midst of the bush. Called to him out of the midst of the bush. Vayikra Elayo Elohim me talk Hasaneh. Vayomer. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer, Hineni, Hineni, Hineni. And he said to Moses, Moses, Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer, Hineni, here am I, behold, here am I. So Moshe, this is the connection right here. This is the groundation right here for the Sinai revelation. Moses turning aside from his preoccupation, his occupation, right, to see. See, being diligent in his occupation, right, he was able to turn aside to even see because he was diligent in that occupation. And the sheep, his flock was fine. Nothing happened to the flock. In fact, the flock that was blessed and highly favored, right, but he turned aside. See the connection? It says, when he saw that, he turned aside. Now, what's interesting, we talk about the revelation of Ha Elohim, Ha Shalush Ha Kadosh, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selassie. We see that the Malachi Yahuwah, and Yahuwah and Jehovah is in the very same bush. You notice that? That he who be, we be, called to him where? Out of the bush, the same bush in which the Malachi Yahuwah, remember who is sharing these details with us, it's Moshe, the one to whom the revelation, right, the revelation was revealed, the revelation at Sinai. Now, there's another connection of the name as well. We're going to hopefully pick up on that. I don't know whether we have that available right now, but that's the word bush. The word bush. Now, bush and the thorny connection is also very, very interesting because does it mean that when there is a great revelation, right, there is a thorn aspect. Now, usually when we get this idea of thorns, right, we think about thorns, usually also what is connected with is the idea like a rose. You know, say what rose does not have any thorns? Right, now, we know this from the Western Gentile way of, looking at this or being kind of program and incentivize to see it this way, but here the script is showing us something even more so. Here we go. We have words like sena, S-E-N-A-A-H. That's S-E-N-A-A-H, which is thorny, bristling, thorn bush, thorn hedge, brambly, right? Then we have sena, where we have it in the Hebrew, hasena, but in the English, we have a transliteration of this root word, sene, S-E-N-E-H. That also means thorny, bristling, thorn bush, pointed, like thorny, like a pointed rock. a bramble bush, a thorn rock. Now, even the connection here is very, very interesting because with Sena, thorny, bristling, that's the S-E-N-A-A-H, it's a name of either a city or a man whose inhabitants or, quote, children, end quote, or sons returned from the Babylonian captivity in Ezra chapter 2, verse 35. Metaphysically speaking, an enemy to error, thorny, brambly, the name of a city or a man of Yehuda, of Judah, whose inhabitants or, quote, children, sons, returned from the Babylonian captivity. Some authorities connect this name with Hassana, and here in the KJV, it is spelled H-A-S-S-E-N-A-A-H. So what it has is a Hassana, or the Ha, right? So that's also connected, but seeing where we're at right here, just to build on this Sinai revelation for Seneh, maybe the Hassana, S-E-N-E-H, a rocky crag that was on one side of the pass by which Jonathan and his armor bearer went over into the garrison of the Philistines. Now, we also have Philistine connected also with the 16th Torah portion, Palestine, right? It then lead them the way of the Philistines. So we have the Philistines and killed many of them in 1 Samuel 14 and 4. Metaphysically speaking, the Sena, which means basically the bush, is the word for the bush. It's also a name, and we have it in the translation, bringing, you know, out some of the Hebrew sense. Metaphysically, the fear, Sena is the fear or the phobia that causes one to think or to think that he dare not undertake to overcome and to drive out of his consciousness those error sense thoughts of opposition to spirit, to the ruach, to the spirit, the irid, to the spirit that the Philistines signify. This is interesting that Sena, remember Sena, Hasena, from the Hebrew, the bush. What does it represent here? From the name Sena, S-E-N-E-H, in the KJV translation, it's the fear or the foe, bia, that causes one to think that he dare not undertake to overcome and to drive out of his consciousness those error, sense thoughts of opposition, or the satana, to spirit, to the ruach, and thus also to the Lord, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Adonai, to the spirit that the Philistines signify. Two rocky crags. There was Sena and Bozez. Sena, S-E-N-E-H, and Bozez, or B-O-Z-E-Z. B-O-Z-E-Z. Separated Yonatan from the Philistines. Yonatan had to pass them in order to enter the Philistine camp and smite the Philistine host, smite the Philistine army, or smite all the Philistine badwais, them, right? Even so, the fear or the phobia that one cannot and dare not lay hold fearlessly of all the good, hatob, that is in Moshiach, Messiah, Christos, Christ, 4:1, and deny away every error, opposing or downposing thought and activity in mind, body, and affairs must be dealt with and overcome before one can gain a real victory over one's lesser self and enter conscious union, oneness, mawahad, tawahido, conscious union with one's higher self, the Christ, Ha Mashiach. So here, this connection here, and if we have time right here, the Hasana, just to make it a full groundation right here, because each of these needs to be medied on, right? Here we have Hasana. Interesting, we have Hasana, and we have Hasanua. So we have H-A-S-S-E-N-A-A-H. So we have the S-E-N-A-A-H, then we have the Ha, and a double for the, I think it's for the Dagish. In the Hebrew, they double it over in the transliteration. So it's Hasana, Hasanah, right? Hasanah, Hebrew, the thorny, the bristling, the emphasis here of the ha is the thorn bush or brush, the pointed. Now, his sons built a fish gate. Hear that? His sons built the fish gate in repairing the wall of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, in Nehemiah 3:3. Metaphysically speaking, a thought activity whose substance and fruitfulness, represented by the sons, are used in the rebuilding of the body temple, especially the guarding and renewing of the avenue through which ideas of increase gain an entrance into consciousness, thus the fish gate. Fish symbolizing ideas of increase. Right? So in the mystery school of HaMoshiach, fish, learning to read the Hebrew sign language, the fish gate, and fish symbolizing ideas of increase. To one who is not well established in divine love and wisdom and chokmah, this task is likely to be a thorny one. Again, to someone who is not well established in the divine love, in the chesed, right, divine love and chokmah and the wisdom, wise mind and the understanding and overstanding, this task is likely to be a thorny one. Hasanah, a thorny one, beset with difficulties. This is the case with the thought that Hasanah signifies. Therefore, this thought must be more intellectual than spiritual. Yet it is enlightened and true and to the point, and so makes the way thorny also for the error ideas that it must eliminate and keep out. And one more here, Chavarim, just get a full hit on the scriptural connections with Sinai. We still have the Sinim and Sin. Remember Sin, the wilderness of Sin and Sinim. Now, it looks in the English translation like sin, right? So here we get two different linguistics, part of the Babel confusion. So coming out of that confusion, we have Sin, Sinim, right? And the wilderness of Sin and Sinai in Sinai sense, different than the, you know, Gentile sense of sin. But here we have Hasenua. Here is spelled as H-A-S-S-E-N-U-A-H. So we have Senua and the definite article Ha. Ha, Senua, right? Hasanua. Now it's spelled in the A-V as H-A-S, 1-S-E-N-U-A-H in 1 Chronicles 9:7. Here we have Senua, S-E-N-U-A-H in Nehemiah 11:9. Hebraically, it's the thorny, the bristling, ha-sanua, the pointed, ha-sanua, the violating, ha-sanua, the hateful. A Benjamite. We have a Benjamite in 1 Chronicles 9:7. We also have a man by this name is mentioned in Nehemiah 11:9. His son, Yehuda, or Judah, was second. He was second over the city. You know, the city relates to a consciousness, an aggregation of ideas of city. Now, metaphysically, Hasanua is an active faith thought, Binyamite, Benjamite, Binyamawi, an active faith thought in consciousness, which works direct to the point. You ever find those people? Direct to the point. Which works direct to the point, thus the sense of Hasanua, the pointed. In seeking to establish the individual in truth, in the objective reality. But there must be a lack of love, which is the harmonizing, the stabilizing element, love. In the activity of this thought, it is thorny. It is bristling in its manner. It is bristling in its manner and is looked upon as hateful, as harsh, thus the sense of the violating by the thoughts, the tendencies, and habits that are not in line with truth, that are not in line with the objective reality. So that connection as well with the bush and Sinai. Yes, I,
when I say more, you say fire, more
fire,
more
fire, perfect, blessed, more fire, more fire.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kudus Paulus, Yalo,
what St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Lives an old man who sits all day and hopes things will come his way. And of the first time ever I passed by his way, he called me, son, come on over here. He said, can't accept it. So now I'm tired of being treated this way. I've got to return where I know love will pass my way. So when I reach home, I shall sing a song of love to you, to you, to you, to you. To you.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
The second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name.
Book of the name.
Book of the name.
Book of the name.
Book of the name. Here, 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 Shema'a Yisrael, here, 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 Gevil Yisrael, here,
Rael, here, Rael, here, Rael, here, Rael.
Here for the 18th Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong,
Shabbat Strong,
Shabbat Strong,
Shabbat Strong,
Shabbat Strong,
Shabbat Strong.
We have Mishpatim, Mishpatim, Chaverim, Mishpatim,
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 Mishpatim.
Judgment,
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 judgment.
Here for this 18th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Mishpatim. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the Book of the Names.
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 Hebrew first words. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah.
Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah.
For this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim. Sabbath,
Sabbath,
judgment,
Sabbath,
judgment,
Sabbath,
judgment,
Sabbath,
judgment,
judgment,
Sabbath, judgment, Sabbath, judgment. We'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Now these, the judgments which thou shalt set before them. Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Hebrew first words here, Exodus chapter 21, the law, ha-Torah. The second item, the judgments, the mishpatim, ha-mishpatim, the judgments, master and servant. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Now these are the ordinances, ha-mishpatim, the judgments, ha-mishpatim, the ordinances. Asher, tasim, to set lifnehem, before them, before their presences and their perceptions. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free, for nothing,
for nothing,
for nothing,
for nothing.
If his master, if he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife, Ishto, his onset shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, Aisha, Aishat, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Wehigisho Adonayo Elaha Elohim. Then his master shall bring him to Elohim, to Ha Elohim, to the Elohim, to the judges. Wehigisho Elaha
Delet.
And shall bring him to the delet, ha-delet, to the delet, to the door. Ve'higisho el ha-delet, or el ha-muzah, or el ha-mizuzah, el ha-mizuzah, or to the doorpost. Ve'ratzah Adonayo el ha-azno. Ba marzea, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl. Wayavado le'olam. Wa'evado, and he shall serve. Wa'evado le'olam, and he shall serve him forever, and he shall serve him for ayvanif. A master sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three to her, then shall she go out free without money. The law, ha-Torah, the second item, Hamishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, injuries to the person. Verse 12. He that smiteth the man so that he die, he shall be surely put to death. And if a man lied or lay not in wait, but Elohim deliver to into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whitherwhere he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. And if he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death, and he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together and one smite another with a stone or with fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay the loss of his time, and shall cause to be thoroughly healed. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, Gevir, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second Aliyah, the offering, hear for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, here picking up with the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 21, here at verse 20, for the Sheni, for the second reading of offering Aliyah, for this Shabbat Mishpatim. Wiki Yakeh Ish Eta Avdo O Eta Amato Ba Shevet U Meita Tachata Yado Nakoma Ye Natam. And if a man smiteth his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Wiki Yakeisha Eta Avdo, if a man smite his bondman, Wiki Yake Isha Eta Avdo, or Eta Imato, or his bondwoman, Imato, Bashevet, with a rod, Bashevet. Umeita tahata yado, and die under his hand. Umeit tahat yado, nakoma yinakam, he shall surely be punished. Nakom yinakam. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox quit. But if the ox were used to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money,
then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he hath gored a son or hath gored a daughter. According to this judgment shall it be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make good, give money to the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 22, the law, HaTorah. Second item, HaMishpatim, the Mishpatim, the judgments, rights of property. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, no blood for him. If the sun be risen upon him, blood for him. He should make full restitution. If he have no thing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble, Abbey Bible. Shout up 2 songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Abbey Bible. Shout up 2 songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble, Abbey Bible. Shout up 2 songs.
In this week's Torah portion reading and feeding. Shemot Mishpatim Kaf Aleph. Ve'ele HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem Ki Tikne Aveda Ivri Shesha Shanim Ya Erod Ua Pasha Bi'it It's a la chofa shi hi nam chinam 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 ki tikne eved ivri ki tikne eved ivri Shesha Shanim Ya'ibod Ua Basha Vi'ita Yetzeya La Chofashi China Chofshi La Chofshi China We'ele HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem, and these Ve'ele HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. Now these are the judgments, HaMishpatim, the judgments, the ordinances,
ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. איפה שמות משפטים? כף אלף. Here for the Yod Chait, for the 18th Rastafari Torah portion, reading and feeding. Here for the sabbatical Seder, we'ele, we'ele, and these, we'ele, translated now these, and these are. The force of the conjunction is to emphasize that although the section on civil law is separated from the Ten Commandments or the Esoret HaDevarim, the Ten Words, by an intervening passage. Both were promulgated on Sinai, on Har Sinai. Further, civil laws immediately follow the verses dealing with the erection of an altar as a basis for the regulation that accommodation for the Sanhedrin was to be provided adjacent to the temple or to the Heikal. So here we think this is a Rashi statement right here on this Torah portion, the Kaf Aleph chapter here in the 21st chapter of the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 21, Ha Torah, the law, the direction, the instruction, the teaching. Here we have HaMishpotim, the judgments, HaMishpotim, the Mishpotim Ha, the definite article HaMishpotim, the judgments. And this section begins off master and servant, one could say employer and employee within the principle here. So here we have this opening, the force of the conjunction, we'ele, ve'ele. Someone nunted, ve'ele, ve'ele, we'ele, we'ele, ha'mishpotim. First, we'ele, now these. Now the Decalogue, the 10 words, Esaret ha'devarim, they ended with the words, nor anything, nor any saying, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. The civil laws have as their purpose that man, the human being, should know his duties towards his neighbor. What are his duties? Should know his duties towards his neighbor. So we get this right here. With Eile and these Ha Mishpatim Asher, that Tasim, thou, the I, male, speaking here to Moshe, right, that thou is to set, right, these, to set these, lifnehem, before them in their presence, in their perception, literally in their faces, lifnehem, in their fanim, the panim, the lifnehem, before their faces, in their presence, in their perception. Thou shalt set tasim. Moshe was to rehearse ha Torah, the Torot, right, the laws, the Torot, the Torah, but these particular regulations again and again, until the people became thoroughly familiar with them as one sets a table before a person about to eat. Another Rashi comment there. Now, when the occasion arises, the Torot, right, the Torat, right, the Torah, the laws, shall be accessible, the guidance, the instruction, the teaching, as a guide to a just and a righteous decision. Before them, lifnei, in the faces, hem, of them, lifnei hem, before Yisrael, but not before the non-Israelites. This is before Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of El, the true good, the true God, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God. This is before them. Who's the them? Israel. Accordingly, the Israelites, the B'nai Israel, the sons of Israel, should not bring their lawsuits. The principle here is that the sons of Israel, the Israelites, should not bring their lawsuits before a Gentile or a non-Israel court to avoid the defamation of the name of Hashem, to avoid defaming the name of Hashem. Very interesting reasonment right here. We have in this first verse, all right, this first verse for this 18th sabbatical study, this Shabbat Straw, judgments, or the judgments, also known as the ordinances, the Hebrew ha-mishpotim, the mishpotim. Ve'ele ha-mishpotim, asher tasim lifnehem, lifnehem, before them. Them, it signifies, right, the judges, the shoftim, or here in the scripts, referred to as ha-elohim, the Elohim. Very, very important connection, even with the Psalms. It says, I have said ye are gods, the true Hebraic, the true Hebrew context of this, and the significance. Now, in the KJV, this is like we're looking ahead at verse 6. Verse 6, where it says, then his master shall bring him to the judges. In the Hebrew, we have, or from the Hebrew, then his master shall bring him to God. And here in the Hebrew, with he gisho, Adonayo el ha Elohim. And then his master, Adonayo, his master, il to ha Elohim, to the Elohim, where he gisho, Adonayo, il ha Elohim, shall bring him to the Elohim. So the context, understand the context here, all right, the context. So before getting more into that particular verse here, but the connection of the judges of Israel. But this first principle here in the first verse for this Torah portion, this reading and feeding, Mishpotim, the judgments. And these, the judgments that the eye set before their faces in their perceptions. Who is they? Yisrael, the Israelites, not before the non-Israelites. Accordingly, the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, should not bring their lawsuits before a Goyim, a Gentile, a Goyim court, to avoid the defamation of the name of Hashem, to avoid the defamation of the name. Right? In other words, that we who are of Yasharel, of Yisrael, or we who are Yehudi, even Jews, we who are Hebrews, right? Ethiopian Hebrews, are you not as the children of Ethiopians unto me? That when we amongst ourselves have a suit or a lawsuit, we should not go before the Goyim, for the Gentile courts. Now, this is interesting because even within the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament scriptures, we have this very same idea, you know, brought out. I think it's the Apostle Paul that is speaking to the churches, right? And he's saying to the churches, or the Kahala, the Kehelot, right, the churches, right, about, I think, bringing lawsuits before, it's somewhat a shame, you know, to, you know, bring these lawsuits. Let's see if we can find, I think it was it in Romans, but it's a very important connection where we're at right here, just to show the context, the true context
Right in the new test, 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 in the
ሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ El Roimen.
Not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not?
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ.
Born again, Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom. Here we have today's daily song. We have song time according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. All right.
I and I that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai, which can't be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong, I and I now, even forever and ever. But rather the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put thy hands on the equity. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way, and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto the workers of out equity. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever. Forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem. Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem. Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem. About Jerusalem. About Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, even henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the right, upon the lot of the right, upon the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts, right in their hearts. Right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon his will, 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 shall be upon his will.
dance style all the while. No make no step, we make the ghetto youth ball. You neck no bust because of your name or call. Mountains round about Jerusalem.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik?
مزمور متو هيارات بكنف متو هيامس يما ارق فاقزياب هيري تامنو اندم ما يتحوك لزلالم اندم منور اندتون تراراناتشو تراروش با ايروساليم زوري اندهونو كزاري جمرو لزلالم اقزياب هيري بهزبو زوري عادك آن جاتشون ودكفات انداي زرقو يهات آن بتربت عادك آن اتعلاي اينورم አቤቱ ለቸሮች ልባቸውም ለቀና መልካምን አድርግ ወደ ጠማማነት የሚመለሱትን ግን አመጽን ከመሰሩ ጋር እግዚአብሔር ይወስዳቸዋል ሰላም በእስራኤል ላይ ይሁን
Psalm 145 They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion which cannot be removed But abideth forever. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel, shall be upon his will, 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 be upon his will.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek. But who want the next verse with Amorek. In other language, because we want a song for each. That men gets to realize people out here know what go on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russians. Then, him will fight against America. Say, you know. But, His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So it must closer to America because I'm having people, you know.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
Besama wa walid wa menfes kadu sahadu amlak. Mezmore dawit. Meto haya arat. Bekinf wist a meto haya amist. Ye ma arig mezmor. Ve egziabi her yetam menu in de mai taweka lezalem de minor. In de zion terara nacho. Teraroch be Yerusalem zoria in de honu. Kazare jemro lezaleme gziavihir behizvu zuriano sadikana jachuina wadikafat and izeregu yahatiana betera besadikani talai ainorim abetu lecharoch lebachuim lekena melkamin adrig wadet amamaneta yemi melasutin again. Amet an kamisa root gar egziavi her uestachual. Salam be Israel la yehun.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, removed, even forever, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever. Forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, even from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the right, on the lot of the right, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways, crooked. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon his way, shall be upon his, but be upon his, but be upon his, be upon his, he'll 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 be upon his.
Sima, Sima, here, here, here. Salam to Tainai Staling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Melchizedek, from the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms of Dave, and here, 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 from the Parallel Bible version containing in one volume, both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, 1961 AD, Amharic text. Originally published by Moa on Bessus M. Negeta Yehuda line of Judah has prevailed. Gormawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Yume Gziavihir, the elect of Gziavihir, Negusa Neges Ze Ethiopia. Here, 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 from the HIM, His Imperial Majesty Bible, the authorized, revised, 1961 version, KJV, side by side, here for today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Meto Haya Arat Bekinfuist, Meto Haya Amist, Psalm 125, Ye Me'arig Mezmor, Psalm of Degrees, a Song of Ascent, Ye Me'arig Mezmor. And here we have the theme, those they who those who trust in Egziaviher, in the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed arm. Egziaviher, Egziaviher, Yemitamen Nubetin, Itabkal. Those who trust in Egziaviher are protected, are itected, guidance and protection. This psalm in the Hebrew from the Sefer Tehillim is themed security, security in God, security in Elohim. So here, 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 we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David, Meto Haya Arat, Bekinfuist, in the parenthesis, Meto Haya Amist. So we have Psalm 124 in the ancient numbering, but the infuist in the parentheses, Meto Haya Amis, corresponding with the latter numbering, today's daily psalm, Psalm 125, Egziaviher Yemitamen Nubetin Yitabka. Those who trust in Egziaviher are protected. Yema Arig Mezmor, a song of degrees, a song of ascent. Ye Ma'arig Mezmor. Now, some see these psalms, as I and I do, as the pilgrim psalm, the psalm of ascent, the psalm of degrees, as we have in the Hebrew, the Shir Ha-Ma'ilot, Shir Ha-Ma'ilot, for the Aliyah, Ma'arig,
the going up, the ascension psalm, the psalms of degrees. And here, here, here. Listen, Ma'ab, where Weled, where Memphis, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak, in name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. Kut'er'an, verse 1. Be'egziyavihir, yemiya tamenu. In the Maya Taweka Lezalalem and the Minorindas Yon Tarara Nacho. They that trust in Egeziavihar, they that trust in the sustainer, the good, the excellent, generous Av, Be Egeziavihar, Ye Tamenu, Ye Tamenu. In the Maya Taweka Lezalalem and the Minorindas Yon Tarara Nacho. They that trust in Egeziavihar shall be as Mount Zion in the Zion Terara. Cannot be removed. Abideth forever, for ever. Be Egeziavihar yetamenu in the Maitawek. Lezalalem in the minor, in the Zion Terara, Nacho, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Tearoch be Yerusalem, Azuria in the Honu, Kazare Jemro, Lezalalem, Egziaviher, Behizvu Zuriano, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So, Egeziavihar, sustaining the good, generous, open-handed, our Father, round about his people, from henceforth, here, forward, even forever. Tearoch, mountains, De'Yerusalem, Zuria, round Jerusalem in the Honu as they be. Tearoch be Jerusalem, Zuria in the Honu. Kazare Jemro. From today, starting from today, Kazare Jemro. Lezalalem for Iva, Egeziaviher, the sustainer. Be Hizbu Zuriano is round about Hizbu, his people. Kuter source, verse 3. Sadikan jachuin and kafat and izeregu. Yehatiana betur bet sadikan. It alai ainorim. For the rod of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands to iniquity. Adikan, righteous ones. Adikan, Adikan, ejachuin their hands. Whether towards kafat, towards evil, and daizaregu, so that they do not stretch forth their hands to evil. Yechatiana better of the uckers, of the wicked, the sinner. Yechatiana better, the rod of the sinner. Bez adikan it alai upon the lot of the righteous. Ainorim will not be, will not rest. For the rod of the wicked, the righteous, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest, unless the righteous put forth their hands to iniquity. Adikan ejachuina wada kafat and izaragu. Yechatiana better bets adikan it alai ainorin. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Avetu. Lecherocha lebachuwima lekena melkamin adrig. Do good. Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the house. Abetu, Abetu. Lecherocha lebachuwim lekena melkamin adrig. Do good, Abetu, to those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts, Abietu, lecheroch, those who are good, those who are generous, lecheroch, Lebatuim, and their hearts lekena, and their hearts upright. Lebatuim lekena. Melkamin Adrig. Melkamin Adrig. Do Melkam, Melkamin Adrig. Do good. Do good. Do good. Melkamin Adrig. Abirtu. Lecharoch. Lebatuim lekena. Melkamin Adrig. Kuter Amist. Verse 5. Wadet emamaneta yemiya melesutin nagin ametana kamiya sarut gar egziavi hari westachual salam the Israelai yihun. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, Egziavi her, sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Ab Father. Egziavi her shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace, salam shall be up on upon Israel. Wadet emamanet, wadet toward emamanet crookedness. Yemiya melesutin. Those who turn in, however, Amitan, Amitan, Ameta, rebellion, Amitan, rebellion, Kamiya Sarutgar, with those who do Ameta, rebellion, lawlessness, Amitana, Kamiya Sarutgar, Egziavi her Sena, Egziavi her Uestachual, Egziavi will take them. Exiabi will take them, will take those who, but Exiabi will take those who return to crookedness with the workers of rebellion, with the rebellious workers. Salam, peace, salam, be Israel, lai yehun, peace, be Israel, lai yehun, peace. Upon Israel, be Israel like Yehun, let it be. What at Mama Netemi Melesutin again? Ametan Kamisa Rutgar, Exiavi her Uestachual. Salam be Israel like Yehun. Mezmure Dawit, Metohaya Arat. The Kinfwist Metohaya Miss Ye Ma'arig Mezmur Be Egziavi Her Yetam Menu In the Maitawek Lezalem in the Minor In the Tzion Ta'anacho Ta'aro Chobe Yerusalem Azuria Indohonu Kazare Jamro Lezalem Egziavi Be Hizvu Zuriano Tzadikana Jachuina Wadikafat In Daizaregu Yahatiana beterbet arikan it's alai ainorim. Avetu lecheroch lebachuim lekena melkamin adrig. Wodet emamaneta yemi melesutin gin ametana kamisa rutgar egziavi her uestachual. Salam be Israel lai yehun.
They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever, forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, even henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the right, on the lot of the right, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon his, shall be upon his, but he'll be upon his, but he'll be upon his, 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 he'll
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Teach me, teacher. Each higher and I am a teacher.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 124, Bekenf 125, Yema'ereg Mazmur. በእግዚአብሔር የታመኑ እንደማይታወክ ለዘላለም እንደሚኖር እንደ ጽዮን ተራራ ናቸው። ተራሮች በኢየሩሳሌም ዙሪያ እንደሆኑ ከዛሬ ጀምሮ ለዘላለም እግዚአብሔር በሕዝቡ ዙሪያ ነው። ጻድቃን እጃቸውን ወደ ክፋት እንዳይዘረጉ የኃጥአን በትር በጻድቃን እጣ ላይ አይኖርም። አቤቱ ለቸሮች ልባቸውም ለቀና መልካምን አድርግ። ወደ ጠማማነት የሚመለሱትን ግን አመጽን ከሚሰሩ ጋር እግዚአብሔር ይወስዳቸዋል። ሰላም በእስራኤል ላይ ይሁን።
I and I have trust in Selassie, shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong, I and I know, even forever and ever. But the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto iniquity. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Selassie, I shall dash them forth unto walkers of iniquity. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
My evil boy, everything takes time.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf He, Shir HaMa'alot, Abbotechim Badonai, Behar Tzion Lo Yimot, Le'olam Yeshev, Yerushalayim Harim Saviv Lah, ואדוני סביב לעמו מעתה ועד עולם. כי לא ינוח שבט הרשע על גורל הצדיקים, למען לא ישלחו הצדיקים בעוולתה ידיהם. היטיבה אדוני לטובים ולישרים בליבותם, והמתים עקלקלותם, יוליכם אדוני את פועלי האוון, שלום על ישראל.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the
מזמור קכ"ה, שיר המעלות. הבוטחים באדוני, כהר ציון לא ימות, לעולם ישב. ירושלים הרים סביב לה, ואדוני סביב לעמו, מעתה ועד עולם. כי לא ינוח שבט הרשע על גורל הצדיקים, למען לא ישלחו הצדיקים בעוולתה ידיהם. היטיבה אדוני לטובים ולישרים בליבותם, והמתים עקלקלותם, יוליכם אדוני את פועלי האוון, שלום על ישראל.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Off Kaf Hey, Psalm 125. Today's psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm is Mor Kof Kaf Hey, Psalm 125. Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey, Psalm 125. Here, a midrash, a study on today's psalm. Psalm CXXV, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Here, the Aleph verse, Shir HaMa'ilot, a song of degrees, a song of going up. Shir HaMa'ilot. Ha bot echim by Yahuwah, kahar tzion lo yimot, le'olam yeshev. They that trust in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, shall be as Mount Zion. Ha bot echim, those who have confidence,
Batach, batach, confidence, confidence, confidence. Habotachim by Yahuwah, the trusters, those who are confident, who are confident. Habotachim by Yahuwah, in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and E-U-D-G-E-B. Kehar Zion, ke as har, Mount Zion. Lo yimot, not removed, not shaken. Lo yimot, not moved. Le'olam yeshab, but abideth, but is seated, abideth, yeshab, le'olam, forever. Le'olam yeshab. Habotachim by Yahuwah, Kahal Tzion, Lo Yimot, Le'olam Yeshev. Rav Yochanan saw it. From the day that HaHekal, the temple, was destroyed, it was decreed that the houses of righteous men of the Tzadikim should also be destroyed, should also be downstroyed. As it is said, even in Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9, in mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth, many houses of the great and fear shall be desolate without inhabitants. Hear, hear, hear from the prophet Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9. In mine ears, saith Yahuwah Tzevaot, He who be, we be of hosts of armies. Of a truth, many houses of the great and fear shall be desolate without inhabitant. Be'aznai Yahuwah Tzevaot, im lo batim rabim lit shama yihyu, gedolim witovim me'ein yosheb. In mine ears, Be'aznai, in my ears, Be'aznai Yahuwah Tzevaot, He who be, who he be of hosts, Im lo batim, if not batim, houses rabim, many, Lishama Yehiyu, shall be desolate, Lishama. Of a truth, hear, 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 Im lo, Im, if not, a form of emphatic affirmation. Im lo, batim, rabim, lishama yihyu. If not, many houses shall be desolate. Im lo, batim, rabim, lishama yihyu. Gedolim with obim. Gedolim, great, great ones. With obim and good ones. Gedolim with obim. May ain yosheb. May from ain without yosheb. Yosheb, inhabitant. Sita, dweller, inhabitant. Hear, Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9. Be'aznai Yahuwah Tzevaot, im lo batim rabim lishama yihyu, gedolim utobim me'ein yosheb. Rav Yohanan added, however, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will restore their houses, as is said, a song of ascent. They that trust in Yahuwah in Jehovah shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, that cannot be removed, but abideth forever, that abideth forever. Shir ha-ma'ilot, habot echim by Yahuwah, kehar Zion, lo yimot, le'olam yeshed. That is, as HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctify the set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will restore Har Zion, Mount Zion. So HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will restore the houses of Tzadikim, the houses of righteous men.
for the rod of the wicked, of the righteous, shall not rest upon the house of the righteous. Hear. Today's Psalm 125. Hear the gimel, the gamel, the third verse. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shebeta ha-risha ha-resha. Ki lo yanuach shebet ha-resha al gorala ha-tzadikim. For the rod of wickedness, of wretchedness. Ki lo yanuach shebet ha-resha shall not rest. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral ha-tzadikim, up on the lot al goral of the righteous ha-tzadikim. Reish lakish taught, a man is wedded to the kind of woman, to the kind of woman he deserves, and thus it is said of a wicked woman, a ratchet woman, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral ha-tzadikim. Rav Yohanan taught, since it is said of Rivka, of Rebecca, according to Bereishit, Genesis chapter 24, verse 16, and the damsel was a virgin. Wehane'era tovata mare me'oda betula ve'ishloa yedah wa teredaha awana wata male kadah wa ta'av. Full of verse, and the damsel was very fair, very beautiful to look up on, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the fountain and filled her pitcher and came up, and the damsel was a virgin. We ha na'era, is it not all too clear that no man had known her? Is it not all too clear? Ve'ish lo yida'aha, neither had any man known her. Ve'ish lo yida'ah. The intention of these words, however, is to prove that no man had even approached her with a wicked, with a ratchet thought, as is proved by the verse, even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral ha-tzadikim. The rod of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the defiant, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral ha-tzadikim. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Hear. Today's Psalm 125, Hebraic the third verse. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral ha-tzadikim. Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught, the ratchet ha-resha, ha-resha, the ratchet, the wicked, the defiant, finds no restful pleasure in the company of ha-tzadikim, of the tzadikim, the righteous, but only in the company of ha-rasha, ha-rishaim, only of the defiant ones, the ratchet, the wicked. Minyani, and the proof, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral has-adikim. Another
comment. By the rod of the wicked. By the words, the rod of the wicked. Shevet ha-resha. Shevet ha-resha. The rod of the wicked is meant Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's Isha or sex. Potiphar's wife. And by the lot of the righteous. And by Goral Hatzadiki. Goral Hatzadiki. The lot, the Goral Hatzadiki of the righteous is meant the lot of Yosef, of Yehosef, Joseph. Do good, O Lord, to the good. Hear, hear, hear. Day's Psalm, the Dalek, the fourth verse. Do good, O Lord, to the good. Heitiva Yahuwah Latobim. Do good. Heitiva Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be, Latobim. To the Tobin, to the good. Heitiva Yahuwah Latobim. The verse means that the good man will come and receive on behalf of the good something good from the all good. Something good from Hakol O, from the all good, from Hakol O, quote, the good man will come, end quote. That is Moshe, that is Moses will come. For it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus, Exodus chapter 2, verse 2, she saw him, that he was a goodly child. She saw him, that he was a goodly child. Watere oto kito hu. And when she saw him, he was a goodly child. Watere oto. And she saw him. Watere. Watere oto. And she saw him. Ki of who. For good he. Ki of who. For good he. For he was good. Watere oto. Ki of who. Hakol of the all good. Hakol the all of. Hakol of. The all good is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be He. For it is said, even in Psalm 145, Hebraically the ninth verse, the Lord is good to all. Tov Yahuwah Lakol. He who be who he be, Yahuwah. Jehovah is good to all. Tovi Yahuwah Lakol. 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 Hakol. Oh, the all good is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. For it is said, even in Mizmor Kof Mem Hey. Kof Mem Hey. In Psalm 145, the 8th verse. Oh, Yahuwah Lakol. Jehovah is good to all. Will receive something good. Will receive something good. That is HaTorah. That is the Torah. Of that, it is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, Proverbs 4 and 2. For I give you good doctrine. For I give you good doctrine. Kia lekach tov, natati lakem. For I give y'all, natati lakem. I give you all, y'all, good doctrine. I give y'all good. Kia lekach tov, natati lakem. Quote, on behalf of the good, end quote. On behalf of the good, that is, on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael,
on behalf of the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, on behalf of the Israelites, of whom it is said, do good, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, to the good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Heitibah Yahuwah latovim, weli sharim abitlibotam. Do good, Heitibah Yahuwah, O he who be, we be latovim, to the tovim, to the good ones. Weli sharim, and for the yisharim, the upright, weli sharim, b'libotam, and the upright, b'libotam, and their hearts. Heitibah Yahuwah latovim, weli sharim, b'libotam. Because scripture says, do good, O Jehovah, to the good. Heitibah Yahuwah latovim. It might be supposed that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, is good to all who do good things, who do good things. And therefore, the verse adds good to them that are upright in their hearts. The verse adds, Latovi, Wilisharim, Bilipotam, Latovi, Wilisharim, Bilipotam. And here, a Midrash note. And here, the Midrash note, a Midrash reference to the Midrash on Psalm 1, the 20th section, 1.20. And to Psalm 4, the fourth psalm, the Midrash notes on the fourth psalm, the fifth parak, the fifth section, psalm, the Midrash to Psalm 4.5. So here, in reference to good, the verse adding good to them that are upright in their hearts, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 1.20 and Psalm 4.5. But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Yahuwah Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey, Psalm 125. Hear the Hey verse, the fifth verse. But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Wehamati ikalak alotam, Wehamati ikalak alotam. But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, and here, Midrash note, the JV, the Yehudi version reads, but as for such as turn aside to crooked ways, but here in the Midrash, but as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Yahuwah, Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Where Hamati my Kalakalotama Yolekheim Yahuwah Eta Po Leyaha Awed. But as for such as turn aside who note turning aside to crooked ways, where Hamati my Kalakalotam Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Yolikim Yahuwah Eta Po Eleya Ha'avin. Rav Yehoshua Ben Lewi, Joshua Ben Levi taught, any man who gossips about the lapse of the disciples, Ha Talmudim, of the wise, will fall into Gehenna, Hebrew hell. For it is said,
But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Yahweh Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, he taught that any man who gossips about a lapse of the disciples of the wise, of the Talmudim, of the Hakam, will fall into Gehenna, Gehinnom, to Hebrew hell. For it is said, Wehamatim aikalakalotama, Yolekem Yahuwah, Eta po eleya ha'aren. Shalom al Yisrael, peace be upon Israel. Shalom al Yisrael, peace, shalom al upon Yisrael, upon the Sarah, the Prince of the Almighty, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty. Shalom al Yisrael. The verse concludes, peace be upon Israel. The verse concludes, but even when there will be peace upon Yisrael, shalom al Yisrael, nevertheless, Yahweh Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Yolikem Yahweh eta po eleya ha'arein. Ha'arein. The workers, the po eleya ha'arein. Po eleya ha'arein. It was taught in the school of Rav Ishmael. Ishmael. If you see a Talmid, a disciple of the Hakam, of the wise, commit a sin, commit a chet, a akari, a sin, during the night, do not think ill of him during the day, for he may have repented. You say, quote, he may have repented, end quote. What you should say is, quote, he surely repented. This trust applies to HaTeshuvah, the Teshuvah, the repentance of the disciple, the Talmid of the wise, for his bodily sins, his bodily akri, but does not apply to sins, to akris, to forfeitures that concern money, until he returns the money to its rightful, its owner. 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 Rightful, its owner.
Arena,
Shall be as Mount Sinai, which can't be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands and out of thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. For them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto the workers of out of thee. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
O Father, who art in Zion, hear our voice, O Jah, today in our prayer, and accept our thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Dashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the tides of heaven flow. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, cause Jah is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the tides of heaven flow. Though so strong and great you are. Love, love, love. Stretching deep, wide and far. Tiny vessels safe you keep. Rocking them gently as the sea. Wild and rough though you may be, when you are angry mighty sea, when the storm is gone we find, you're still a playmate kind. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the tides of heaven flow.